You're listening to the Rot Pod, where you cannot drink the water. Hey guys, I got a special guest. He's on. Do you know who he is? It's Stretch.
How's it going, Stretch?
Good. How you doing, Mr. B?
Doing good. Just wanted to ask you what's going on. How's it going? Tell me a story. For the listeners want to get an update on Stretch.
Mr. B, I don't know. I haven't really. I can say I went to vacation. I went to California.
Went to California.
That's what I've been doing, man. Went to Cali for vacation. I need to get out of Albuquerque for a while.
Yeah.
It was nice, man. Went to the beach, Santa Monica, Venice Beach, everywhere, man. I went all over the place.
What part of California is Venice Beach?
LA, Los Angeles, California.
All right.
Oh, man, it was a blast, Mr. B.
Was it good?
It was fun, man. If you ever have a chance to go down there, to all the Rot Pod listeners, go down there, go check out Venice Beach, Santa Monica, the Griffith Observatory. And basically, there's so much stuff to look out there, man. You'll need about a whole month to look at everything.
you need to live out there.
Huh? You need to live out there.
Even the people that live out there, they can't see everything.
I tell some people, hey, man, you've been in this place. I didn't even know that was great. But yeah, B, I had a good old time out there. It was much needed. And now I'm ready to get back in the grind and come back to reality. Even though that's not what I wanted. But.
Reality is bills, huh?
There's bills, man. You gotta make the money and shit. So that's why I'm here, Mr. B. You gotta make some money.
Well, today's Wednesday. Grab a Powerball ticket.
I got my Powerball ticket.
Did you?
I got it, man. Hopefully I win. You know, I always say it. I always want to win the lotto, but you gotta play first to win.
That's right.
So I bought $11 worth of lottery tickets.
$11?
Yeah.
How do you get $11?
I had one of the ladies go pick it up for me.
Because the tickets are $2 for...
Is it? $2
each? $2 each?
Oh, damn. I think she ripped me off then. She used the winning ticket, man. I'm like, that's my winning ticket.
if she did that to a lot of people, then she got...
Oh, she hell no. She put our name on one ticket. I was like, man, if I see her roll up in a Lexus or some shit.
Like, you don't know where she got that money from.
I was like, was that my ticket? But I got my ticket, Mr. B, so I don't know. I'm hoping tonight is the winning ticket. Because if I win, I'm gone, Mr. B.
If you win, you're gone?
I'm gone.
I'll see you tomorrow.
If I do stay, you know, I'm just going to be a douchebag at work.
Trying to get fired?
Yeah, I'm going to get unemployment.
when you win the lottery.
Indeed. That would be the biggest slap in the face. I'll see. I hope I win soon. Well, if I do win, Mr. B, you know, I'm going to hook you up.
You hook up Rot Pod?
I'll hook up Rot Pod, and I'll be like, I love you guys. Don't forget me, okay?
Donate some tech gear.
You know it.
Yeah.
I'll hook it up, Mr. B. To all the Rot Pod listeners, I'll buy all your t-shirts.
That's all right.
So I'll buy them all, man.
Pretty good.
Yeah, heck yeah.
Out of your trip, what was your favorite place that you went to?
Man, there's so many places, but I'll have to say Santa Monica.
Santa Monica.
Santa Monica Beach. Dude, I went onto the pier.
Uh-huh.
Went to the pier, rode on the Ferris wheel that they have there.
Yeah.
I went swimming in the ocean. It's salty as hell. So for those who haven't been to the ocean, when you go swimming, that first taste of water, it's going to be gross. So just beware, if you're not somebody who goes swimming to the ocean all the time, I'm warning you now.
And you cannot get a taste of the water.
Oh, you cannot. It's going to be there no matter what. It's going to get in your mouth. I don't care how hard you close your mouth shut, it's going to get in.
Unless you got plastic around your head.
Yeah. If you want to drown two ways, there's two ways to drown. One with the bag and one with the water.
This guy drowned without tasting salt water.
Well, how'd you do that? The water covered my face. That would be so embarrassing.
How did he drown? What happened? How did he drown?
I was hoping the air would keep my head afloat. That's terrible, me. That, I wonder if that ever did happen.
You drowned without swallowing the blood.
I was like, what the fuck? How did this guy do that? That's the way to go.
This is winning lottery money will be used to
to invent something. Dude, I'll be a millionaire again. So I made $1 million off my $1 million. I would. I'll make some kind of invention where people go swimming and not have to worry about, you know, getting nasty sea water in your mouth. If you want to, you know, get yourself a little experience, just put a cup with water and salt. The strongest salt you can get, too.
Taste it.
It's gross. Just be careful, people. Don't drink that water, you know. You don't know what people are doing that.
Yeah. You don't know what sharks do.
You don't know what I fish saw a lot there. Of white foam around there.
It's terrible. So just be careful, guys. Alright, thanks, Trish. Thanks for the update.
Alright, Mr. B's. Good to hear from you.
Yep.
Hopefully all the Rock Pod listeners are keeping up. So you guys have a good one.
Alright, later, man.
Later, Mr. B. I got loyalty, got royalty inside my DNA. Cocaine quarter piece, got war and peace inside my DNA. I got power, poison, pain, and joy inside my DNA. I got hustle, though ambition flow inside my DNA. I was born like this, it's born like this.
How's it going, everybody? It's myself, Mr. B, and you're listening to the Rolling Off Track podcast, where topics, info, update, news, everything is just rolling off track. That's why it's called Rolling Off Track Podcast. And some of the topics that I am maybe an expert in, maybe a master, whatever you want to call it. I am, my hobbies, what I'm into, include tech, photography, gaming, and food. Food is always good, right, people? Food! I want food. Give me some food. It is a good day to podcast, people. Good day to podcast. Have you ever checked out the rollingofftrackpodcast.com/deals? The deals items? Yep, I am outside. If you can hear cars driving by, if you can hear the birds singing, if you can hear the spiders webbing, if you can hear, I don't know what other animals are around here where I'm at right now. Can you hear the leaves leaving? But one of the deals, one of the items on the deals list is a 500 watt blender. Bam, pow. Bam, pow your food into some liquid. Make yourself some smoothies. Good smoothies. I used to make smoothies. I think I'm going to go back to making smoothies. Make smoothies for my family, for Mrs. B and Little B. Get them some good nutrients in their body. Get them some fruits in their body. Get them some vitamin C in their body. But I think what the other vitamin they need is vitamin D, right? Vitamin D from outside. Was that vitamin D or vitamin E? Vitamins you get from being in the sun? Well, that vitamin. Another item on the deals list, ultrasonic pest repellent. Never tried this. It's kind of like new on the... It's kind of a new product. There are some reviews on Amazon that don't go too far out in the past, so they're kind of new. What it is, you just basically plug into an outlet in a room or wherever there's an outlet that you think there's insects, bugs, different types of insects, and I guess the ultrasonic waves push them away. And the way this one works, well, what I've read on the description is after you plug it in, it takes time, it affects them, and it starts to push them away from wherever it's plugged in at. So what they kind of warn, it kind of like a warning, or just kind of like a notification is once you start using this, you'll see an increase in bugs. And I kind of understand this just because when you plug this in, wherever the bugs are at, basically hiding, they start to come out because it's starting to work. It starts to push them away. So when it does that, you'll see bugs start to be out in the open and move away from it. So that's why they kind of give a warning, a notification saying you'll see an increase in bugs before you'll start to see no bugs at all. So it's kind of like waking them up and then pushing them away. So that's why they give that warning. But never use it. Thinking of using it, maybe. In the back door of our home, there are some little different types of bugs, flying bugs. I guess flying bugs kind of comes into two categories for myself. Some that don't look harmful and others that look like they're bad, like they're horrible, like they look ugly. I guess that's kind of the way I think about it. But they're the ones in the back I don't consider really being harmful, ugly, carrying something. But you never know. So looking for a good one on this one. See if I could find one and maybe we could try it at home, see if it works. But this one is basically about $5 if you want to try it for a Tupac repellent. Another item that I like is, let's see, there's a hammock, $15. There is, this one I wanted to let you guys know about, a $40 MP3 player. It's also a radio player, plays the radio, and it's a waterproof MP3 player. I don't know the gigs, how much gigs it is, but for $40 you get this waterproof, use it anywhere, and if you pair it with a waterproof earbuds, earphones, then you could pretty much use it anywhere without worried about water or anything like that. But this is a really good small device where you could carry around wherever you're at, and you could listen to the radio or listen to some MP3s that you put on it. I know it's not a smartphone or basically an iPod. People are looking brand names here. But this one I would recommend to anybody looking for a portable player that plays radio and MP3s and is waterproof. So this one would be good. Like even if you're running and you don't want to have your smartphone or any other MP3 player with you, this one would be pretty good. You could just leave it out on your arm or on your hook it to your waist or something like that. This is pretty good. But I pretty much recommend this. $40, waterproof everything, pretty good. And there are some other items on the deals list, so if you want to go check it out daily, it gets updated daily for different items. And these are pretty much recommended items that I put up, and it may also give you ideas on if you're looking for something as well. So if you're looking for something and it ain't on here, shoot me an email. There's an email at the top. You just click on it, then it automatically goes to the email app that that's on your phone, and then you just type in, I'm looking for this, do you have it, blah blah blah, bam, that's it, easy as that. So check out the deals list, pass it on to your friends and family. And just real quick, there's a link at the top. When you're looking at an item like the blender I was mentioning for $24, 500 watts, there's a link, an Amazon link. You can click that to go directly to the Amazon page and look at the specifications, more info that you need, pictures. Or you can click on the picture as well, then it'll take you to the same thing on Amazon. So those two, the picture and the link, takes you straight to Amazon. So that way you could look at the description, the details, specifications on some tech gadgets. So any questions, let me know. And just something that I want to throw out there. Ready to catch it? Do you remember when Red Robin used to make the biggest, baddest burgers ever in town? And that's the only way you thought of Red Robin was the biggest burgers, and you couldn't fit the whole thing in your mouth. You either had to cut it up or you just have to stuff the whole thing in your mouth and make your mouth, make the area around your mouth all dirty and greasy and all that. You remember those times? Black Ops 4 Beta is returning on August 10th. There was a beta that happened only on PS4 a week ago, and now they're doing it for both Xbox One and PS4 August 10th, starting August 10th, this Friday. If you're listening to it right now, this Wednesday, Friday the 10th is when the beta starts. So I got to get in gear and reserve pre-order Black Ops 4 so little B and I can try some beta. It's been some time now since I since I was putting deals, some great deals up on the rollingofftrackpodcast.com. And I was just wondering, thinking, and if you guys want to give your input, just send a message through any one of the social media outlets. But what I was wondering was, getting deals on certain products, tech gadgets, home gadgets, fitness gadgets, anything like that, etc., would you still consider getting name brand products, even if the sale items, the deals items, the pretty much 50, 60, 70, 80% off items are as good or even better than name brand? Would you consider going away from name brand products? And the reason why I was wondering about that, I was thinking about that, was just because some of the products that I've used, and they're pretty much on par with name brand. Everything nowadays, tech gadgets, computer PCs, everything like that, it all depends on how you use it and what you use it for. Such as, first thing that comes to my mind is a Chromebook. A Chromebook is basically an online laptop that you would use only if you're online, if you have Wi-Fi connection, if you have internet connection, okay? So you wouldn't use one of those Chromebooks for work if you're wanting to do documents, offline stuff, AutoCAD stuff and stuff like that, you know, like editing pictures and stuff like that. Because there are some programs out there that require you to install the program and then work off that, and you don't have to be online to work on that. So something like that, you wouldn't use a Chromebook for, and you wouldn't give a negative review for that Chromebook, just because the negative review would be like, I'm not going to use that Chromebook because I can't work on my AutoCAD stuff, or I can't use it for work. So I hope you understand what I'm getting at. So the tech nowadays, the gadgets, it all depends on how you use it and what you use it for. So would you consider getting off-brand, no-name brand items if they work just as good or even better? Or would you consider trying it, giving it a shot, if there was something that had good reviews and people were telling you, hey, this is good, this is better than name brand product so and so? Would you try it? Would you give it a shot? Or are you just wanting to stick with name brand and pay a little bit more just to get that, just to have that familiarity with it? So this is something that I was thinking about, and just wanting to know, see what you guys think, see what you guys would want to do, if consider it or not, or try it out. But I think I'm moving away from name brand products just because there are some stuff out there that works a little bit better. So such as some Bluetooth. I've had some Bluetooth earphones that are much, much better price, something much affordable, and they work great. Like if I the ones I use for running, really, really good price. I use it for running. It sounds good in my ear, and I don't need that audiophile type audio going into my ears just because I'm running and I'm not really concentrating on the music, but concentrating on working out, and then the music is right there just kind of like in the background, but it's an earphone, right? So something like that, it's works perfect for me. The price is good, it's still working as good. I use it every time I work out, and no problem so far. And just wondering what you guys would think. So there is a correction that I'm going to make, just because before the statement that I made, we weren't really using the product at the time, using the gadget at the time. But we did cord cut and in our family, and we're getting used to it. And so far, it's been pretty good. So one of the TV shows that we purchased a season for is Ghost Adventures. And I know the price I mentioned was like $12 a season or something like that, but the new season, the current season, is the highest one. And then last season the price goes down a little bit, and then the season after that the price goes down. The price decreases as the farther the past you go. So for the current season of Ghost Adventures, season 20, it was $29. So basically $30 for the current season. And it's now at episode 4. So, and the last episode of the Rot Pod, I was mentioning, trying to give a little insight, a little detail on cord cutting and season buying, and instead of paying monthly for cable or satellite. So just a little refresh on that part. So the season of Ghost Adventures costs $30. So this whole season, this whole year. And looking at the past seasons of Ghost Adventures, they were like 20, 21, 22, 23 episodes in. Okay? So let's say season 20 is 20 episodes. So we have 16 more episodes to look forward to for Ghost Adventures this season. And it costs $30. We don't have to pay anything more, anything else for the rest of the season. And this is for 1 year. And then next year, when the new season starts, we just have to pay another $30 for the season 21. And that's how it is right now. So when I broke it down a little bit more, if Mrs. B were to want to watch one of her shows and we subscribe to the season, let's say we pay another $30. Another $30 for another TV series, a season. That would pay for the whole year, and then next year we would have to pay another $30. I know if you think about it, I gotta pay another $30 next year for the season. But the thing you got to understand is it's next year, another $30 every year to pay for the whole season, and you don't have to pay for anything for the rest of the year. So if we were to do that, then two TV series for $60 in a year. That's $60 in a year. That's still less than close to the like $150 mark. $150 a month for cable or DirecTV. That's $150 a month. And to pay $60 for two TV series that you really, really want to watch, that you look forward to, that you want to support. I guess that's the main thing too. Supporting your TV series, supporting your movie, showing them support. Because if you do that, more of the money goes to them instead of to the cable company or the satellite company. So we would be supporting two TV shows more than the cable or direct or satellite company. So that's $60 a year, not a month, but a year, compared to $150 a month. And just to make it easier, we'll do $100 a month, 12 months. That's $1,200 a year. $1,200 a year to pay for random channels, and you never know if you're going to watch any of them. And when you're browsing through the channels, you always see movies, and you end up you already have that movie, but for some reason, like we did, we would always end up watching that movie on satellite instead of grabbing it from our collection and watching it in HD. Okay, so most of the time that happens. So scratch all that out, no more browsing, and you have enough movies in your library to keep you going. So $1,200 a year for two shows and random channels that you may never watch, compared to $60 a year. So 60 from 1200 is 1140. You're saving $1,100, over $1,100 a year for TV, and you're only paying and supporting more. So that's a much, much better way to look at it. And I will give you more update, more info as we subscribe to more TV shows, like the ones that we want to watch. And Ghost Adventures was one of them, was probably at the top of the list. We want to watch it. We got to watch it. We got to support them. We enjoy it. So if there's another TV show out there, then if we want to support them, we'll subscribe to them. No problem at all. So I know Mrs. B would like that, because there are a couple of TV shows that she might want to support. So we could do that. Then I'll just keep you guys updated on that part. But so far, right now, $30 a year and saving over $1,100 already. And that's in 1 year, instead of paying, it's not paying $30 a month, it's not paying $60 a month, however many TV series you want to support, it's not paying that every month, you're paying that for 1 year, because a season is basically 1 year. So there you go, people. That's an update on the cord cutting and how far we are going with that. Also, I just want to give a shout out to Redbox. Everybody knows Redbox, those DVDs, Blu-rays, games that you can rent 1 day, 2 day, 3 day. Sometimes they give special on 3 days. If you want to rent 3 days, then they give you special on that. But you got to look it up. Check it out. But shout out to Redbox for quick customer service. One afternoon, Mrs. B, what's that word? Reserved a movie through the app, and we went to go pick it up. So we're driving to the store, and this one, the Redbox kiosk, was at a Walgreens. So we stopped by the Walgreens. There was two kiosks, A and B. You know how they usually label them, A, B, or C. I think the most I've seen was three, so it's A, B, and C. But this one had two, so A and B. And the one she reserved it at was B. So I went to go check on kiosk number B. And in B, the screen was off. There was no, nothing displaying on the screen. It was completely black. There wasn't an error code. There wasn't anything on there. And then I looked at A, and A was perfectly working fine. But B, the screen was black, nothing responsive. I was touching the screen just to see if anything would show up, pop up. I was pushing on the screen, see if it needed to be woken up or anything like that. But nothing. So let Mrs. B know. And when you go on the app, or if you use the browser, sign into Redbox through the browser or the app, it gives you an option to either chat with somebody, or it gives you a phone number to call. So Mrs. B called them up, and right away she was talking to somebody, and they got it figured out for us, which is really, really good. And it was a quick time in as well. It was like, oh, call back tomorrow, and we'll call you back in the next few days and see if we can get it resolved then. But it happened quickly, which was good. So they ended up giving Mrs. B another code, and which we could use and reserve at another kiosk. So shout out to Redbox. So if there's anything wrong at a Redbox and you can't get your movie, either chat or give them a call, and they will help you out. So Redbox, it's a thumbs up from Rapod.